Okay, real talk. When did paying someone back become social media?
What do you mean?
Like, say I want to see what you're doing and who you're hanging with, and you're not posting about it on your story. I can just stalk your pay app and find out what you're doing.
Oh, yeah, that's weird. You do that?
No, I don't do that. I use Apple Cash. It's built into your iPhone, easy and secure. You can send and receive money right in messages and keep it between friends, and then use that money to buy something at a store with Apple Pay.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Maybe.
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends. People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stuff I Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio. And welcome to another edition of Happy Hour. As always, if you choose to drink, please do so responsibly. Are you sipping on anything, Samantha?
I'm keeping it to a diet soda.
Because you've had issues. Water issues.
Yes, it's a true story. Right now, our water is off. The Cab County is not doing well. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, no. Well, today is Halloween as we record this. It'll be after Halloween as you hear it. But I am drinking cider.
Oh, nice.
Yes. I'm trying to get in the mood. I've watched a lot of horror movies already. I got my pumpkin carved.
Well, it is very dark outside right now during afternoon times, as well as cold. We're about to get a freeze warning.
I know. My phone, it's pretty menacing when you wake up and you see that little hazard sign and you're like, whoa, wait.
You're like, oh no, it's happening.
Yes, it's happening, which is actually kind of a fitting segue into what I wanted to talk about. So originally I had a different topic to talk about today for the happy hour. It was going to be an unhappy hour. That's going to be the Monday mini, so you can look out for it.
Unhappy Monday.
Unhappy Monday. I think a lot of you will find it, maybe not unhappy, illuminating. But we decided to move it because it was more research than we normally do for these. So what I wanted to talk about, it's sort of a grab bag, which I think is a fit for Halloween.
It's a trick-or-treating bag.
Yeah, like a trick-or-treating bag. But one of the things I've been meaning to talk about for a while is something that my therapist calls catastrophizing, which I do a lot, and I feel like fits in with Halloween. But that's essentially when you, like, immediately assume the worst thing has happened. Like, whatever it is, the worst thing has happened. So today, like, you kind of emailed later than you would normally email, and I was like, something terrible has happened to Samantha, and I don't know what it is, but I know that I'm catastrophizing, so I try not to project that on you and be like, are you okay? I haven't heard from you.
I love that.
Yeah. But I literally, like, I know it's sort of a joke with especially younger people, younger generations. If I get a phone call, I assume someone has died. Like, it is the worst thing that it just happens in my head, which is funny because I feel like I'm a really optimistic person, actually. But I do always have in the back of my head, like, oh, it could be this, it could be this. And I think when it comes to horror movies, that that's one of the reasons I really like them, is that I get to watch it and sort of see that play out and feel like, okay, like a relief for the tension that I'm just feeling like every day when I don't get an email or when I do get an email, or like, oh, every day is Halloween. But one of the things, so I went to, I promise we're not making this into a haunted house recap show, even though I would love to desperately. I went to Atlanta local haunted house that is famous last night called Netherworld. And it was so fun. And I got so scared. And I was like really screaming, like the guttural scream. And I just felt so bad. I was like, was I ruining other people's time? Was I, oh no, I've like touched this person at one point, and what if they didn't like to be touched? I don't like to be touched. What was I thinking? Like, I just got so in my head about it. And, you know, I don't, a lot of times I think that that is, it is just you, in this case, me, projecting whatever it is you're feeling. But other times I'm like, I don't know, because I've never had that conversation specifically with my friends. Like, do you care if I like cling to you, or I don't know. But I got really in my head, and then I started thinking about, oh, so I was thinking about how I don't feel like I'm a, because I become so confident that I'm asexual and I'm ace and I'm like really not interested in things, I feel like I've become really confident in a way that maybe I shouldn't be, that everyone knows that and they don't see me that way, or they get it. Which I know we've talked about before. We've talked about like, when you think, oh, a man is married and you're like, okay, I'm good. Like, mm-hmm. I'll be fine. And that's not the case at all. But now I'm starting to worry that I have been like coaxing along with this understanding that it sort of goes back to the conversation, which I feel is very tired, but we've had it on here before and people continue to have it, of like, can you have a platonic guy friend relationship? And I just feel like I can so confidently because I'm not interested. I am not interested. But now I'm starting to worry that maybe I shouldn't be so confident in that. And the only reason I'm thinking about this is because I saw a lot of couples last night at the haunted house. And I just, it like started thinking about the times I've been at haunted houses and have grabbed on to guy friends because I was scared, but like nothing else. But you know, like, what was I wrong? Was I wrong to do it? Were they thinking that was something else? Or whereas I'm just literally like, you are a friend and I am grabbing onto you.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have like one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So I don't know. I also, embarrassing to admit, my fan fiction, a much reviewed fan fiction, thank you, is coming to an end, and there is romance in it. And there was a scene in the last one where they had a fight and everyone chooses a side. And I was reading through what the comments were about choosing the side, and I was just so taken aback by some of it because I was like, that is not how I would have seen that at all. And that makes sense. Like, we all come from different backgrounds and experiences and all of that. But it really got me thinking, because then I was doubting like everything I'd ever written. But because I don't think they were without merit. Like, nothing they said I felt was like wrong. But then I really was like, okay, because I was seeing it from this one really specific point of view, even if I wasn't convinced that was the right point of view. But I was seeing it from this one. And it led me down a spiral, Samantha. And then I started to think, like, all of these interactions I've had, especially with men, where I'm so confident that there's nothing, because I don't want anything. And like, I've been open about it. Like, I'm asexual. I'm not into it. And sometimes I even feel pressure to tell women they're dating when I'm into it, which is weird.
Do you say, I'm more likely to be attracted to you than him, so you're good?
I try not to say anything at all because I think it's weird.
It doesn't let us on. I'm like,
I don't know. I think it made me feel, I think what I'm having is anxiety, to be honest.
Yeah.
But it made me feel like I was questioning things that I've just taken for granted that were, we all know this, right? Like, this is good, this is cool. And despite evidence where I've seen that that's not the case, and episodes we've done where I've read messages where I know that's not the case, I'm just, I feel like I'm doubting a lot more stuff that I used to be much more confident in. I used to be much more like, okay, we're good. And maybe we are. It's just the doubt. Mm-hmm. It's the doubt that's getting me. And I feel like it's impacting some of my relationships right now, because I'm being very, like, almost cagey. Like, okay, what do you mean? What do you know? Do you want to hang out or do you not want to hang out? I'm good. We don't need to hang out. Like, I'm being very, what is it you want out of this? Which is not a good way to think about hanging out with people.
Right.
Which is, you know, scary Halloween thoughts. Inspired by a haunted house.
Inspired by a haunted house. Did you go with someone?
No, I went with the group I went to with Disney World. So there was my friend's boyfriend there.
Right.
But it was more just what I was witnessing and some other interactions I've had with dudes recently, where I'm just, it feels like I'm missing some piece of understanding about how people interact. I don't know. I think everyone feels that way, but I feel like I'm saying what I mean. But it's being interpreted as something else. And I thought that when I had become more open about being asexual, that maybe that wouldn't be the case with friends, not with strangers. And I want to stress this. I don't have a specific, I feel like I'm just doubting myself. There's just insecurity, anxiety, and doubt. I don't have a specific instance where this happens, but I just started to think when I was reading these fan fiction comments and when I was at this haunted house, I was like, I'm not seeing the world the same way they're seeing it. I'm not seeing it the same. And I think that was a good, I've always known that, but I feel like I needed to have that moment in the kind of asexual lens. I'm like, okay, I'm really not seeing this like you're seeing this. And continue to move forward and learn from that and hopefully not stress out about it so much. I do, honestly, reading these fan fiction comments, Samantha, people have such different opinions. And that's sort of, I guess maybe that's the thing. It's like, I don't know what to make of it.
You know, though, like, fan fiction begin with, and I say this with love, it began because they wanted an alternative to what was actually there, and they disagreed with the origins, so therefore they had to create their own narrative. So if that's the case, the likelihood, the very high likelihood that they also don't like the narrative done by someone else, even though it's close, maybe closer to their perspective, is gonna be pretty high. So I think that's gonna be a problem.
Well, no one said they don't like it. It's just that they pick a person and they're like, he was right, they were wrong. Which it makes sense. That's like the shipping part. That's the team, right? This or team that. And I none of them have been mean or anything like that. I was just surprised at some of their takes on, yeah, oh, he was being manipulative, or oh, they were doing this, or like, which is, and almost all of them, I kind of love this, even though sometimes it hurts because I'm like, oh no, what if I'm internalized this bad behavior? Almost all of them are very, like, positive isn't the right word, but they're talking about a healthy relationship. They're, like, mm-hmm, picking apart unhealthy habits.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, well, oh, no. Do I have this unhealthy habit? And we all have those, but it's just, it's really interesting because sometimes I'll be like, yeah, you're right, commenter. I messed up. You're right. And then I'll read another comment on the other side. And I'm like, oh, no, I got to go back to the drawing board.
This is the problem with instant feedback.
It's true.
That's like it. It calls for too much, like, insecurities and call outs. They're like, oh, my God, maybe. Because then, like, yeah, it's your perspective. And then when someone else gives you a different perspective, you're like, oh, and if it's not necessary, like, if it's not a call out for the better, like, in humanity, it's gonna be okay.
Yeah, I mean,
Luke's gonna be fine. Oh. Probably not with your world, but I mean, like, in essence.
No, but again, like, nobody said anything. It's more me. Like, I feel like I'm lost at sea. So. Yes. I just feel more confident than ever that I don't know what the f***ing hell a relationship looks like.
I mean, at least you got confidence in that. That's a point. A win's a win. A win is a win. Okay, confidence there. All right, great. That's one. We're clapping for that one.
Snagajob is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
But the fact is, like, relationships have changed for everyone. It's not the same anymore. It's not the same. Like, if you want the old school romance, go back to your 1990s sitcom and just stay there, because it's changed drastically. Or do a K-drama, because K-drama is still very cis heteronormative 90s romance. So go for that. But, like, it doesn't exist anymore like that. Or if it does, it's still different. So I think that's unusual. A, B. Your anxiety is also probably coming from the fact that you've been going nonstop.
Yeah.
And now that you're finally slowing down, you feel like you're missing something.
Yeah.
Which I do this a lot. I do this a lot where my heart starts racing and I feel like I'm about to, something's gone wrong and everything's going bad. And then I think about everything I've said and everything I've done. And I'm like, oh my God, I've hurt this person's feelings. I've heard this. I did this wrong. I've made a huge mistake with this. And then it turned out to be, I drank too much coffee that day. Or, oh, I didn't sleep at all that night. Because when you think, like, again, that day that one of the big, like when I had a recording session with one of the biggest, podcasts that we know, and I'm like, oh my God, I did everything. I ended it. I had a 2-day meltdown. I cried. And then a week later, I was like, what the f*** was wrong with you?
Yeah.
And then realized I'd moved into my house. I had a guest, a family member as a guest. I was trying to do that episode, which lasts 4 hours after 6 o'clock, because they are on Pacific Coast time. And I'm like, hey, I really do f***. And then realizing, oh, it really wasn't that big of a deal. much later. But the immediate panic is like, I failed humanity. Like, that was the level in my head.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it is me. Like, I am stressed and I am worked up. I feel...
to the core.
There is no one or nothing. Nothing has happened. No one has done anything. Those comments were nice. Like,
but in your head.
I think I just feel really like, I don't know. Like, I don't have, the ground beneath me is moving or something.
Right.
And I had such a good time at this haunted house. And I think that, again, going back to what we were talking about, I love that I can be big. Like, I can do my guttural scream and jump and do all this stuff. But there's a reason why I feel like I can't do that generally, is because I feel like I'm being too big, or I'm taking too much attention.
Right.
So I just like got my head about it. I had a great time.
I love such a good time. I'm sure they had a great time too.
I know. And that's the thing. I feel bad like even admitting this, because it's like, then maybe they'll feel bad. But I'm like, no. I had nothing to do with you. It's just me. So good to watch more horror movies.
Like, we need to have an in-depth look about anxiety. One of it is actually like physical.
Yeah.
Physiological, like truly, and why it affects people so differently. And then when you take a perspective back, you're like, oh, it wasn't. That's why we talk about when medications, if you truly need it, take it, because it really does. Like, because a part of this, again, is like that level of like you've been going nonstop to the point like you couldn't remember where you were, what you were doing, what time it was. What day it was. I thought yesterday was Sunday. I kept saying to people Sunday. I was like, why is everybody here? It's Sunday. What are you doing? Mm-hmm. And then I realized, I'm a day off. Mm-hmm. I'm in a panic mode about like fall back, which is I don't want to do it. It's irritating as hell. But like all of these things, like you've been doing 10 times more than I've been doing, and now you're kind of stopping. So I think that anxiety of high key moving for the past 3 months probably really is like taught your body, if you're not doing constant things, then you've forgotten something. And this is your fault and everything's falling apart. That's not true.
Yeah. No, we should definitely... feels like that. We should definitely come back and do it. But it's also like the catastrophizing with it means... Yeah. Oh,
so if you already have... If prone to that, this is what I've discovered about myself. When you're on that level, there's nothing rational that you can say to yourself to take it back until you see everything's okay. Because I did this the other day. A friend of mine was not even late. It was like on time. But because they're always 10 to 15 minutes early, I was freaking out, texting them, are you okay?
Right.
Then they showed up and I was like, I'm sorry. I was really worried.
Yep.
But if you're on that train of thought, that's worst thing, because also we've been through some bad things.
Yeah.
So we're kind of trained/traumatized to that level that everything is, something is bad wrong mm-hmm. when it's off kilter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It makes sense. Why we both feel those things. I get it. But it is so frustrating when like literally it could just be the smallest thing. And I think, oh, they've died or they hate me and they never want to talk to me again.
They're so mad.
Happy Halloween from Annie and Samantha's Anxiety Corner.
We're not paranoid. We'll talk about. No, what'd you hear? Who said what?
The horror movies are helping me. I swear.
Right. Right.
Oh, okay. I'm going to try to relax.
There we go.
I'm going to try to relax. My cider, my pumpkin.
Cheers.
Cheers. And thank you for listening to my very messy thoughts about this.
Enjoyed it.
Yeah. I'm clearly still processing some things. Well, listeners, we always love hearing from you. If you can relate to any of this, You can email us at stuffmediamomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter at @MomStuffPodcast or on Instagram and TikTok at @StuffOneNeverToldYou. We have a Tee Public store and we have a book, which also, to be honest, is part of the stress. But you should get it. And we've loved hearing from people about it. Thank you so much. And thanks to our super producer, Christina, our executive producer, Maya, and our contributor, Joey.
Thank you.
And thanks to you for listening. Stuff I Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, you can check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie.
Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.